Attention soldiers, this is Hawkeye News. Bravo, Bravo, Sam, incoming. Report for duty now.
Welcome to another edition of Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. On this edition of Hawkeye News, we're going to listen to another section of the report from the late Gonzalo Lira, the American-Chilean expatriate who was living in Ukraine at the time of the Russian movement against Ukrainian neo-Nazis, NATO, the West, in 2022, after 8 years of being lied to on the Minsk agreements, 8 years after the U.S. Department initiated the coup in Ukraine in 2014, and after 8 years upon which thousands were killed in Donbass and millions more fled to Russia. Oliver Stone's documentary, Ukraine on Fire, is an excellent reference for the truth of that coup. It was truthful dispatches like the one you will hear today, that Gonzalo Lira was captured, tortured, and died in a Ukrainian prison in the first month of this year. He was a U.S. citizen. The Biden administration did nothing because Lira told the truth about former State Department neocon Victoria Nuland, Hunter Biden, the puppet President Zelensky, and others. Rest in peace, Gonzalo Lira. Thank you for your service to truth.
Why do you think the White House, the United States, is freaking out so badly over Ukraine? In Ukraine, there are all kinds of secrets. In Ukraine, well, see, the more unsavory people in the Washington establishment have used Ukraine as their private piggy bank to the detriment of the Ukrainian people. They have financially raped Ukraine, stripping it of monies and assets needed by the people of Ukraine. And this is part of the reason that Ukraine is one of the poorest countries in Europe, if not the poorest country in Europe, because of the corruption, because of how Westerners have exploited it, Western politicians have exploited it. Hunter Biden, $50,000 a month. And you say to yourself, well, $50,000 isn't that much. Yeah, but you know, $50,000 a year is the median household income in the United States. In Ukraine, a much poorer country, $50,000 a year would easily solve the problems of a good four or five families in Ukraine, the financial problems of those four or five families in Ukraine for a year. And Hunter Biden was getting that money per month just for himself. Although, of course, in the Hunter Biden emails, there's talk that seems to be true that the old man would get a 10% kickback of whatever Hunter Biden was getting. And that was in the laptop. Oh, yeah. Look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take my word for any of what I'm telling you. Look it up yourself and you'll find it. It's very easy to find. Kolomoisky, the Ukrainian-Israeli Cypriot oligarch, was financing Zelensky, was financing Joe Biden. God alone knows who else he was financing. And he was just one. There's a whole rotten bunch of these people here in Ukraine. And they were all busy paying off the West so that they could carry on their little evil deeds and whatnot. If you want to know why the West is freaking out over Ukraine, you have to understand that they are all terrified that the truth will come out in Ukraine.
You can still listen to the late Gonzalo Lira, that's G-O-N-Z-A-L-O Lira, L-I-R-A, on YouTube. In the meantime, when it comes to the liars, what say ye?
The answer to tyranny is to fear God and keep His commandments. They say the truth will make you free. Until you get the truth, you're not free. So here's the law to fix the problem. With doctors, politicians, lawyers, preachers, pharmaceuticals, police, media, teachers, governments, here it is. You do not lie or you will...
Thank you for listening to BBSRadio.com News. I'm Sam Ray.